Next, the UN Secretary General has described Israeli airstrikes on a shelter for displaced people in Gaza as unacceptable. Six UN Refugee Agency workers were killed in the attack. Israel said it was targeting Hamas fighters. We're joined now by UNICEF spokesperson James Elder. James, this latest attack, what impact is it having on aid agencies operating in Gaza?
Okay, and it's hard to think of it getting any more difficult. I mean, this is not the first time we have now had scores and scores of attacks. I think for if it comes to UNRWA, I mean, we're talking now of several hundred of United Nations colleagues having been killed. And as you say, the attack just now was the highest death toll among its staff in a single incident. But these incidents have been one after the other after the other. And right now, of course, there is such a massive effort to do a polio campaign. Schools and hospitals have been systematically hit. That's killed teachers, that's killed professors, that's killed healthcare workers. And as you mentioned there from the Secretary General, it's simply been ongoing. There has been a level of impunity, which is incredibly dangerous for civilian population, for UN workers, for everyone on the ground.
What does this mean for delivering services, delivering aid?
Well, it means that colleagues die trying to help people who are under an immense amount of attack. And we're actually seeing an increase in attacks on schools and education, for example, in these last few weeks. It means that when we try to, say, do a polio vaccination campaign, which is critical right now, it means that that will stop in various areas if there are attacks. It means that every time we try to get nutrition to people and there are those delays, it means that nutrition is not getting to children, which is why we have record levels of malnutrition. And what we hear time and again, Keen, as well, is that, you know, that these are military targets. Okay, well, firstly, the concept of a military solution is not logical. And then, of course, it's not enough to claim that civilians are not the target of an attack. International humanitarian law means that the parties to the conflict have to take all feasible precautions to minimise harm. And if we're now talking at the reports of 15,000 children having been killed, 15,000 hundreds of United Nations workers having been killed, then the evidence would state that there are not those efforts going on 11 months into this horror show to minimise harm to civilians and those critical services that children rely on.
James, finally, the supply of humanitarian aid. It's been a challenge since the start of this conflict. Where is it at today?
Yeah, it's a great question, Keane. When I was in Gaza in May, June, it was the subject of such relentless conversation around how much was getting in, and they were told that the UN wasn't able to cope with it all. The reality was that we were being blocked, we were being obstructed, we were being delayed. I myself sat at checkpoints for 6-7 hours, time on end. The reality was in April, May, those months were when the United Nations was able to get the most amount of aid in. It wasn't enough, but it was the most. We are now, August has been the worst month on record for getting aid in, and no one seems to care. So it's a very important question because, yeah, 10, 11 months into this, the month that just passed has been the worst month in terms of getting food, water, medicine to a very, very long-suffering population of children and their parents.
James Elder, thanks for joining us this afternoon.